Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour this Monday. Great to be back if you're just joining us. Hopefully get an update on what's going on with Major League Baseball, Major League Baseball Players Association. I saw these numbers, and they're alarming when you think about it. When you look at what's happened with the World Series audience is down 66% from 1991 to 2021. The Super Bowl is up 39% from 1991 to 2001. You start to look at the Super Bowl numbers. You got 1991, 80 million people watched the Super Bowl. 2001, 86 million. 2011, 111 million. 2021, 110 million. One is a national sport, one is a local sport. Because if you have a game on Thursday night, let's say it's Jacksonville against the Bears, you'll watch it. You'll watch it because you love football, maybe fantasy, gambling, both, all three. But with baseball, it's territorial. If you're watching your team, you're watching your team. That's why when it's people who aren't diehard baseball fans who say, well, if you cut the season back, then I'd probably watch it. Well, if you're a fan of the Brewers or the Dodgers, the Giants, you love those games. You want all of those games. Why wouldn't you? You love watching your team play. It's just if you say, hey, there's going to be 150 games, are people going to watch more baseball? I don't think so. Is the season long? It is. But when it's interesting, it's not long. It's like the football season is really long, but nobody says, boy, the season's really long. We get upset when it ends. When's the last time you got upset when baseball's season ended? Exactly. Football, you're like, what are we going to do? There's no football. You don't say that with baseball. But this is one of those games that the commissioner is playing right now where you go, what is going to happen here? What does this mean in the future? What's this going to mean for the sport of baseball? We hope to hear from Jeff Passan from the mothership. He'll join us coming up. I was told by a source that the NFL's competition committee was going to look at overtime in the offseason. That is happening right now. There are reports that they're looking at a proposal, and I was privy to this, that each team was going to get a possession. No matter what you did with your possession, that first possession, if you scored a touchdown, then the other team was going to get a possession. Okay? That's the starting point here. Now, I don't know what happens with this proposal that's been submitted, but, you know, the Colts, submitted the proposal. They had two regular season games that went into overtime. They lost both of those games. And an overtime loss to the Titans on Halloween where both teams had the ball twice in overtime. The October loss in Baltimore, the Ravens scored a touchdown, and that kept the Colts from getting the ball in overtime. But in order for the rule to be changed or adjusted, 24 of the owners would have to vote in favor of a change to the rule. And right now, that seems to be a pretty high bar. But something to keep an eye on. Judy Batista from NFL Network has done a great job in covering this. Also, the other news NFL-wise was with Kyler Murray, his agent, in a letter to the Cardinals that Adam Schefter it found that landed in his hands. I probably hand-delivered to him. But this is what you want to do. You give it to Schefter, then you get maximum impact here. It's leaked to Adam Schefter, and Schefter's reporting that in this letter, you got Kyler Murray's agent saying, hey, he desperately wants to win a Super Bowl, but, you know, take care of my client now. And I'm paraphrasing here, not the desperately wants to win a Super Bowl. It's not coming off well. And I didn't think it would, because he's basically saying, my client wants his money and he wants it a year early. Hey, this team wasn't any good before my client got there, and now he deserves to get paid. Yeah, Seton.
Certain audacity to it, to say, not only am I the reason for all of this success, but when we lose, it's everyone else's fault. I mean, those are basically the two storylines that we've had from Kyler Murray. Is why is all this pressure on me? I'm not the reason that we're losing.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
But, you know, when you're the number one overall pick, you can't go, man, he's surprisingly good. You know, this wasn't a third-round pick. He should be great. And then when your agent says that he's rapidly improving, what does that mean? Rapidly improving. And it's not true. Like, he's been good. He's had two Pro Bowl seasons. He's not rapidly improving. His numbers don't – he's got a losing record as a starter. And he'll give you 25, 26, 27 touchdowns and probably 12, 13 interceptions. He runs well. They haven't finished. All right. Is he the scapegoat? No, but it goes along with the position. And if you can't handle it now, when you make $50 million a year, oh, you're going to get it even more. Right? How about you win a playoff game? If you want to do that and you want to send a letter to the Cardinals, okay, the timing is not good here. Now, I understand the timing of releasing this or leaking this because it's a Monday. Not much to talk about today. You got baseball, but, you know, people don't want to get into the weeds with baseball. They just want to know, when are you coming back? This is one of those stories where you go, okay, this is interesting here. Now, what's next here? The Cardinals blink? The Cardinals, they have surrounded him with talent. And that's what I would, and I've said this the last 2 hours. You know what? Give us a team-friendly deal, and we'll jump in now. Because we want to still build a team. Like, you want to win a Super Bowl. Do you understand making $50 million a year is going to make it even tougher to win a Super Bowl? You understand that? Because you can't have it both ways. It's a money grab, and we thought that from the beginning, that it was a money grab here. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Sean McVay, no shock, is staying with the Rams. But I don't begrudge him or knock him for at least exploring TV. I think he did explore TV. I think he was being disingenuous when it's like, of course I'm staying with the Rams. Okay. I would stay with the Rams right now. You got a chance. You know, you still got a really good team here. Now, you might look at it in 3 years and go, gosh, we mortgaged our future to win that Super Bowl or Super Bowls. But you're still going to be a valuable commodity. You're 36 years of age. But you can't go, you know, I might. And then all of a sudden, what, 9 or 10 days later, go, of course I'm not going to go to the broadcast booth. I'm going to stay with the Rams. He explored it. And he should. Because he wants to get paid. Everybody's playing a game now. Broadcasters, it's a game. Hey, I'm hearing Amazon's interested in Kirk Herbstreit. I don't know if that's true or not, but he might get paid by ESPN. But Sean McVay probably got an offer. Probably, you know, somebody was willing to pay him $15 million a year to be a broadcaster. You got to look at that. Troy Aikman taking more money to go to the mothership. Now somebody's going to take his spot. Where's Al Michaels go? Mike Tirico is going to be where Al Michaels was. Does Al go and take Steve Levy's job? Does he do Thursday night football with Amazon? Like, this is broadcast transfer portal is what it is. Sean McVay had every right to at least be curious about that. Sean Payton's going to get probably $15 million a year to be a broadcaster. It's the Wild Wild West, you know, not just college players, but broadcasters with the transfer portal. Let's see. What's the poll question for the final? Oh, here it is. Just got this. Derek Jeter and the Miami Marlins have decided to mutually part ways. He steps down as the CEO effective immediately. I love when it's phrased that way, mutually parted ways. Did somebody bring it up first? Somebody has to bring it up first. Do you think that they both walked in there, and as soon as Derek Jeter sat down, and then, you know, whoever the boss is goes, hey, I think that,
I'm out of here. I think that maybe you should pursue other interests.
I think that maybe
I'm turning
we
in my
go,
swipe card.
They're moving in a different direction. Now, that would be a mutual parting.
I like it. Derek Jeter, he could be like, hey, I don't think I want to do this anymore. That's good. We don't want you to do this anymore.
Now, I've had that said to me before, but it's usually the other side. And I go, you know what? I wasn't really feeling this either. Damn, I should have gone first.
Better career after playing.
Oh, that's snarky.
Derek Jeter, Alex Rodriguez.
That is mean-spirited. I'm still taking DJ.
No, you're not.
All day.
No, you're not. You're taking Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rod was dumped for Ben Affleck. Okay, I'm sorry. That's figuring into post-playing
life. All right.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Derek Jeter, he's got a family now. Settled down.
I think A-Rod's going to do okay rebounding from J-Lo. He's, you know, Shark Tank. He just bought the Minnesota Timberwolves. Right? Got media jobs. He's got all these baseball jobs. If the sport comes back. Yeah, Paulie.
It's like A-Rod and Jeter are in a body-switching movie after their playing career ended. Everything's going great for A-Rod. I mean, he's getting dating people that are famous. He did well on Shark Tank. He did well in media. Yeah. Derek Jeter has been MIA, and now he's out of a job.
Mm.
You don't hear from him much. He doesn't do interviews.
Can't spell Miami without MIA. What?
Accident.
What? You... Just getting that. Like Seton goes, how do you spell Miami?
And I'm like, I'm trying to figure out, like, why is that relevant?
MIA. And you know what? Maybe moving on from J-Lo is a good thing for Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? I mean, I love Jenny, but I don't know. Maybe moving on.
Did you want the results from our two poll question,
sure.
Dan?
I forgot what it was.
Yeah. We had who would you sign to a long-term contract? And your options were Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield. Do you want to guess how this one played out?
I'm going to say a lot of people pick Lamar Jackson.
77% of people. Did you want to guess who came in last on this?
Baker Mayfield Jr. the third?
Absolutely, Dan. 7% of the vote.
Yeah. I would still... I like Lamar. I think he's a better version of Kyler. And he's proven it more. I think you've been in the playoffs. You're an MVP. I like him. Yes, Marv.
Oh, no. I was yawning. Forgive me.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
No. I didn't mean it like that. I'm coming back from vacation.
Okay.
But I'm with you as far as Lamar.
Okay. Wow. Right.
Welcome to the team, big
guy.
Oh,
wow. You don't want to admit you're yawning on the show.
I won't do that again.
Okay,
I'll definitely lie next time. Yeah. Forgive me.
You know what?
Now you're getting it.
You know, maybe I get Tyler up here and sit in the front row. And learn from Paulie. Never admit it.
Never.
Yeah, Marv.
All right, but what happens to the 12:15 now? That means I got to go back to Mario?
You have to be, because I've been listening to the 12:15 podcast. And
He's been not happy.
No, Mario is not pleased with what's going on with Marv. Sitting in the front row, and Marv rubbing it in too. But I do, you know, the fact that you still go to the 12:15 podcast, I like that. That team player.
I can't forget about them. Michael went back to his brothers after Thriller.
Nice reference.
So you just likened yourself to Michael Jackson. You do have a hat on that says, I am legend.
No, just no, legend. It just says the legend.
Okay.
I try to stay humble.
Done a great job. Danny in North Carolina. Hi, Danny. What's on your mind today?
Just a quick poll question for you. I thought about this over the All-Star Weekend listening to Jerry West. And would you rather be known as the logo or the GOAT?
Well, the greatest of all time. You know, Jerry West is not the greatest of all time. But he's the logo because they took his image, his likeness, and made that. I think I would be okay if it's a consolation prize that I don't have a logo, but I'm the GOAT. But if you're a GOAT, you have a logo. When you think about it, MJ's got one of the great logos of all time. I mean, is it more well-known than the actual Jerry West logo? When you think about Jumpman, Air Jordan, I mean, the fact that other people wear it is pretty cool. Yeah, see.
And not only just like other people, like Lionel Messi wears a Jordan logo. Yeah, I mean, it's not like Jimmy Lipper. It's like the titans of other sports are wearing the Jordan logo.
Yeah. Yeah, and Brady has the TB12. If you're the GOAT, Paulie?
If you want to know who the GOAT is, just watch on YouTube the reaction when Michael Jordan walks into Cleveland's arena. Magic Johnson is just gone, and the crowd's going crazy for Magic Johnson and all these great players.
I know.
And they show, they were shocked. The fans in Cleveland were shocked to see Michael Jordan in person after all these years, and the crowd went crazy. And this is Cleveland. He ripped their hearts out.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. But it was like seeing Babe Ruth walk in. It's like Paul McCartney walking into a building. There's a different reaction.
Michael in L.A., then we'll take a break. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, bud.
The Columbia baseball team starting off its 2022 season with a 8-3 win over Stetson. On Higgins and a home run from shortstop Andy Blake in the first inning. And my worst of the weekend is the MLB owners collective.
All right. Well, thank you, Michael. The worst of the weekend is your phone. And Columbia baseball, I can't talk enough about Columbia baseball. I just love it.
You covered that the whole first hour.
I know. It was embarrassing, but, you know, I think Michael called in late, didn't catch me talking about Columbia baseball. By the way, the Associated Press had a headline where it talked about one of the players, Max Scherzer, pulls up in his Porsche. That's part of the headline. So the union meetings, Max Scherzer pulls up in his Porsche as if to say, look at these greedy guys. How can they want more money? Nobody said what the owners showed up in. Like probably a G5. Like what plane did they show up in? I mean, it's such an embarrassingly slanted headline. And then pointing out that Max Scherzer, what he makes per day, and Garrett Cole, what he makes per day. How about we put some of the owners on there? How much do they make per day? Embarrassingly slanted headline there. Max Scherzer shows up in his Porsche. Okay. Good for him. Yes, he.
Well, there's sometimes this weird, like, undercurrent in these types of stories that the players are somehow seen as taking the owner's money. And that's not just because the owner has $7 billion, it doesn't mean after the end of the baseball season, he now has $6.8 billion. You know what I mean? Like, the players aren't literally taking money from the owner's pocket. They're helping to generate that revenue and getting their fair share of it.
They're taking it from the fans and the TV networks. That's where they're taking the money from. Yes, Todd.
And if anybody has a problem with how much money, how crazy the prices are for these players and the salaries they're making, just think how much more money the owners are making. If they can pay one or two players on a roster, those kind of insane numbers, that's just crazy.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome. You give one guy $300-400 million deal, then how many billions does an owner have if one player on the roster is getting paid?
Wait, now you're upset?
All I'm saying is the owners, that makes it that much more worse when you're taking the side of like what kind of car a player is pulling up in. It's a little ridiculous.
Thank you, Todd.
Got it.
Let's take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Losing weight, more energy, increasing lean muscle when it comes to health and fitness, we have different goals there. But if you do, then listen up, because whatever those goals are, if you want to compete as you get older, you got to create healthy habits. And you can do this every day, a daily routine. And you can make a small change. M-Drive, a daily supplement For driven guys packed with clinically tested ingredients, supports healthy testosterone levels, boosts energy, and you can compete all year long, no matter what your age is. You can find M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop, or better yet, go to mdrivedan.com, get it delivered right to your door. They offer free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. You need healthy habits to stay in the game, achieve your goals, and M-Drive is the one habit that will give you the T support energy, strength, and stamina to fuel your performance every single day. Pick it up at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop, or go to mdrivedan.com and have it delivered right to your home. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I want to thank our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America has everything you need. A premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL and NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations, they've got that. How about timeless legends? They've got that. Panini America also breaking new ground on NIL, featuring the biggest names. Caitlin Clark's in there, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and so many more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. Some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands. They got Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And you got Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
More phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. We'll hear from LeBron James as well as the Lakers lost again, blown out by the New Orleans Pelicans. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Joining us now, the sports writer of the year, Jeff Passan from the Mothership, covering baseball. How about a round of applause, wow. Jeff Passan? Look at that. Congratulations there, Jeff. Now, as your reward, you get to cover what's going on in Major League Baseball right now. Congratulations. Before I get to the baseball issues here, Derek Jeter and the Marlins are parting ways. Why is that?
What's the best way to put this? Philosophical differences are probably the best way to put it at this point. And the degree of those philosophical differences isn't exactly clear at this point, but what's obvious is that Bruce Sherman, who Derek Jeter brought in as the money man, really, when they purchased the Marlins from Jeffrey Loria, almost 5 years ago now, and Jeter's vision for where the franchise is going was not aligning. And Derek Jeter is Derek Jeter. If he wants to go do something, he can say, peace out. I'm going to go do what I want to do. I've made enough money. I have a great situation, and literally anyone in the world will hire me. So I don't know what this means for Derek Jeter's future in baseball and sports. Maybe he goes somewhere else, but he is not with the Marlins anymore. And I think baseball as a whole is worse off for not having him in it.
Who's had a better playing post playing career, A-Rod or Derek Jeter?
Oh boy. Is A-Rod still under contract with ESPN? Because that might actually change my answer. No, Derek Jeter's probably.
Wait, you're saying Jeter's had a better post-career? A-Rod's on Sunday Night Baseball, Fox postseason, Shark Tank, owns the Minnesota Timberwolves.
You know what? He's got the Timberwolves part I had forgotten about. I was just going to say ownership always beats participation. So I was going to go with the ownership part of it. But since A-Rod actually still, and we don't know what percentage, by the way, he owns. I'm still going with Jeter.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. All right. So give us the Cliff Notes version. Don't lawyer this up here. Just give us what do we need to know about baseball right now? What's the biggest issue that is keeping us from baseball right now?
The biggest issue keeping us from baseball is that Major League Baseball teams and owners feel like they pay players too much, and that players, after years of mistreatment, whether it is salaries being lowered over the last 4 years, whether it's getting their service time manipulated, whether it's free agency changing, indignity after indignity, are pissed off and saying, we're tired of this and not going to accept your garbage offer. That's essentially what it boils down to. And right now, Major League Baseball, even though it has gone in the players' directions on a number of topics, being open to a draft lottery, saying we'll give you extra service time if you win Rookie of the Year and a few other things, the money just ain't there yet. And the thing that's holding this up, Dan, is the luxury tax, which is not a surprise because it essentially has functioned in many ways as a salary cap over the last 5 years. And all Major League Baseball teams have wanted, going back to the dawn of time and the labor organization in the sport, has been a salary cap.
What happens today?
Major League Baseball cancels the first week of games. And suddenly some pressure is put on the players to say, okay, are we really willing to give up paychecks here? Because up until this point, you know, they don't get paid during spring training. They don't get paid during the offseason. At this point, it's starting to get serious, and the resolve of players is going to be tested. Let me tell you, this is the most resolute I've seen players in my 20 years of covering baseball. I understand that it doesn't go back to the 94 strike in the aftermath, but I think the complacency that labor peace brought on among the players has vanished at this point. They are standing behind Max Scherzer and standing behind Gerrit Cole and standing behind a number of players, big names who have taken the leadership mantle in the Players Association and are willing to fight because they feel like if they don't fight now, they're never going to win.
I saw this with the Associated Press where they point out that Max Scherzer is making whatever per day. Gerrit Cole, Max Scherzer driving a Porsche to the meeting, as if to say, you guys have enough money. Nobody's telling me what the owners lose each day, and nobody's telling me what they drove to the meetings or flew in for these meetings.
I was just going to say, you know what they drove to the meetings? A private jet.
Yeah.
That's what they drove to the meetings.
Yeah.
I think, and I have a column going up later today, and I hope you read it because I think you'll enjoy it. Finance in baseball is a zero-sum game, Dan. Money goes either to the players or to the league and owners. And the owners distribute it how they want to. They pay for certain things, whether it's payroll, whether it's capital improvements on their stadiums, whether it's staff, front office, whatever it may be. But every dollar that doesn't go to players goes to the man. And so if you want to be on the side who's saying players get paid too much, then you are fundamentally on the side that says businessmen should get it. Mm-hmm. And you talk about, Dan, how businessmen bear the burden and run the risk and have all that. Major League Baseball is a legalized monopoly that has revenues that are streaming in every year. If you are in a big market, you have a massive television contract. If you are in a small market, you get all sorts of national television revenues and revenue sharing from larger markets. If you are losing money in baseball, then that's your fault, because it's not hard to be a successful businessman in baseball. And the very thing you can look at to illustrate that is the fact that franchises right now, according to Forbes, are worth $55 billion combined, when a decade ago they were worth 15.
What's the worst case scenario?
The worst case scenario is there's no baseball in 2022. I think there's a small chance of that, but I'll be honest, 4 months ago, I thought there was a small chance that we were going to get to this point where games were being lost. And granted, I'm still not there that game. You know, Major League Baseball could say we're going to cancel games. There's still a month before they're supposed to start, man. Like, there's still 31 days before opening day. So the idea that you're willing to have a 4-week spring training, but not willing to have a 3.5-week spring training, I'm sorry. If they get something done in the next week, I think there's hope for opening day starting March 31st. If not, though, like if this goes for a while, I think there are a couple of days that are important. You have to remember, clubs make the least amount of money during the 6 months of the season in April. So, you know, an operating thought in some players' minds has been, well, are clubs willing to actually punt on April? But as my friend Andy McCullough said, in a column at The Athletic, if owners are willing to lose games in April, then why should you tune in May?
Great stuff as always, Jeff, and congratulations on being Sports Writer of the Year.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Where's the award?
I believe it's in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where I'm going to go down and get it this summer. And the Sports Caster of the Year, more important, is the great Scott Van Pelt. So being alongside him, pretty damn cool.
Thank you, Jeff.
Take care, buddy.
That's Jeff Passan, ESPN Senior Baseball Insider. I'm supposed to go down there for that award to pick up my Hall of Fame plaque or whatever it is. I don't know what they give me, but I'm supposed to go down there for that. Yeah, Paul.
Is that's the same place where you won the award where we went down with the NBC Jet?
Yes.
Where Bob Costas kind of talked to us.
Yeah, Bob Costas got on the NBC Jet, and I think he was surprised to see the Danettes on there. It's like Bob got on, because Bob, I think, won Sportscaster. I won Sportscaster of the Year. I think he was coming there to support, maybe, but he got on the jet, and he looked back, and he goes, oh. Yeah, see.
You think you're going to fire up the PJ again?
Yeah.
Take the whole trip down? We'll get Bob?
Yeah. We don't even need Bob to go down in the private jet. Yeah, Paul.
And the four of us acted like four guys who had never been on a private jet before. We're like playing without the buttons. Ooh, what does this do? What does this do?
They have Reese's peanut butter cups on here. Oh, my gosh.
Dr. Pepper Unlimited.
Yes, Marv.
It's going to be crazy when we go on the private jet this year.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
You yawned during the show, so you're probably not going to make it. Sorry. But you had a good run. I mean, you did. You had about 4 or 5 shows, and you got to sit in the front row.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
So no Sandler movie either?
No. No. But, you know, let's let it cool. Let it simmer a little bit here. Yeah. See, you can't yawn during the show.
Oh, dear.
Yes, Todd.
Now, what about the eating early on Meat Friday? What's happening in 4 days from now?
I'm going to let it simmer
okay,
right
now.
Okay,
that's fair.
You know, this is a Monday. It's a long way away. Marvin's got a chance to rally. But, I don't know. That's your first offense.
I'm going to do it.
You are?
Lie. I'm going to lie about not yawning.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Couple of phone calls in here. David in Kalamazoo. You know where Kalamazoo is, Todd?
That would be Michigan.
All righty. David, welcome. What's on your mind?
Matter boy, Todd. How's it going, guys?
Great.
Thanks for taking my phone call.
Sure.
That's the worst of the weekend. This whole U of M making themselves look like a bunch of clowns all the time kind of was my best of the weekend, believe it or not. Juwan Howard throws a punch, and he's not immediately let go. I mean, following the game, I don't know.
Well, it was a slap. It was not a punch, you know, just to be accurate here. It was a slap.
It was a – okay. I guess you're right. There's a slap on national TV. But, Todd, you took my best of the week, second best of the weekend. Michigan State coming back, finally getting a win. But it's funny when you don't turn the ball over 20 times a game, what happens, you know?
Yeah. So. All right. Well, thank you, Dave. It's David in Kalamazoo.
Home of Derek Jeter, right? Kalamazoo, Michigan. Wasn't he born there? I think he was born or raised in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
All right. Yeah, Paulie.
I got Derek Jeter born in New Jersey, but yes, raised in the Kalamazoo area. Kalamazoo Central High School.
Mm.
The Rockets, I think.
Nick in Arizona. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. Nick and AZ here. 6 feet, 200.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, just wanted – sorry, I'm running a little late. I'm in the middle of a meeting. So, best and worst of the weekend. But best is some
Cincinnati. Wait, what's the meeting you're in?
Oh, it's our Monday morning staff meeting, and I'm actually running it, so I just had to run out.
Okay. All right. Are you in the meeting now?
No, I had to leave. DP show's way more
okay.
important.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Okay. So, best and worst.
Best and worst is some Cincinnati high school basketball. Turpin High School beat number one Elder on a buzzer beater, which was incredible. Elder is where Kyle Rudolph went to school. And then my worst of the weekend is took my five-year-old to his first Suns game, and we lost. Booker dropped 30, and we still lost. So that was devastating. We need CP3 back.
Right. Thanks, guys. Thank Love you. Nick. Thank you, Nick. His best is Elder losing to Turpin in Ohio basketball. Elder, by the way, great football, basketball, high school. Great sports high school. Great. Growing up, Elder, they were tough. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, Turpin knocked out number one seed Elder.
Yeah.
Brady Hardwick, buzzer beater, three-pointer, Dan. That's your territory.
Yep. Have you guys seen the warm-up video with Steph Curry that's making the rounds today? Crazy. Just watch that. And the effortless movement that he has when he's just shooting free throw line, top of the key, a little deeper, a little deeper, a little deeper on the logo, and then he works his way back in, and he doesn't miss. So he has that routine, and then he just throws one underhand up inside the foul line about 25 feet up, and of course it goes in. I think he may have touched rim on one of them, maybe, and everything else was just swish. He has this, I don't know if he still does this with Steve Kerr, but they would shoot free throws. And Kerr, one of the great free throw shooters of all time. If you hit iron, that's a miss. You had to swish it. And I think it's the first to make 10 in a row, swishing. No iron, no rim at all. Yeah, Paul.
I count hitting iron as a make for me. That's how bad I am at shooting free throws. If I catch it, I'm like, all right.
Even if you bank it in from the top of the key, you're going to count it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll hear from LeBron James right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I want to thank our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America has everything you need. A premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL and NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations, they've got that. How about timeless legends? They've got that. Panini America also breaking new ground on NIL, featuring the biggest names. Caitlin Clark's in there, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and so many more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. Some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands. They got Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And you got Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Three players in NBA history have at least 500 games of scoring 30 or more points. You should get the first two. Three players in NBA history have had at least 500 games where they've scored at least 30 points. Wilt Chamberlain, Michael Jordan, and now LeBron James. LeBron had 32 last night, joining Michael. Michael did it in 562 games. Wilt did it in 515 games. The only players in NBA history who have done that.
Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Here's LeBron after last night's loss to the Pelicans.
I played pretty bad tonight. I had some horrible turnovers.
Seven turnovers?
Yeah. Probably about four of them was pretty bad. The other three was just wrong, bad connections. But yeah, I could have been a lot better for sure. But no, I don't think it's affecting my play.
And he also had this to say about the upcoming games.
Right now it's about how we can get better today. I mean, we got a tough stretch with Dallas. Clippers again Thursday, then Golden State on Saturday. So, and we still got 10 road games this month or March. So it don't get easier for us.
Ouch. And you're not going to have Anthony Davis back anytime soon. Yeah, Paul.
Do you hear that first clip? He goes, yeah, I had a few turnovers. Seven turnovers. The reporter jumped in. Seven turnovers, LeBron. That's dangerous territory there.
Play it again, Marvin.
I played pretty bad tonight. I had some horrible turnovers.
Seven turnovers?
Yeah. Probably about four of them was pretty bad. The other three was just wrong, bad connections.
Seven turnovers.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I could have been a lot better for sure.
Yeah. But, I had a couple of turns. Seven turnovers.
Plus minus was minus 18. What?
A couple of phone calls in here. Vance in California. Hi, Vance. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, I've been listening to you for many, many years. I just turned 91 this month, and I have to tell you, you make my day. You had a guy named Lou about a year ago. I think he turned 90 in Miami. So now you got two old guys on both coasts.
Vance,
but, you've been great.
What is the key to living to 91 years of age?
You have to stay young. You can't think old. I've been very fortunate. I've had good health. My mother and father had I got good genes, I guess. But I've been exercising or doing something physical ever since I was a little kid. So I try not to dwell on getting old. I try to stay young.
Well, so, you sound young, and thank you, Vance. You know, he mentioned exercise, so that's going to preclude Fritzy. Yeah.
You can't just lay on the couch with like a big hoagie and with chips and a Mountain Dew. I guess you can't do that.
Any vacation topper stories? I mentioned stopping at the border between San Diego and Mexico. Spent about 20 minutes there explaining who I was and having the border agent Google me and then reading all of the things that I'd done in my career while holding up the line. Yes, Tom.
I had a minor celebrity sighting when I was in Syracuse visiting.
Okay, minor son. Celebrity sighting.
It's a tough to give a hint because you probably get it right away.
Jim Boeheim.
Okay, no, Boston sports fan, and I found out after I Googled him while I was at lunch with my son. I saw him walk by that his daughter, I guess, goes there. I guess he was in town for the big Syracuse Duke game.
Is it that guy Michael Malley?
Michael Malley, the Rick, walked right by me at lunch. Wow, just from saying Boston sports fan. Nicely done. I didn't say anything. He didn't say. He just walked by. But I'm like, okay. I think that's the Rick. My son didn't know what I was talking about. I'm like, you don't know those commercials? And he was in Yesteryear and some other movies, TV shows.
Okay.
Rick.
Yeah, the Rick.
Michael Malley.
Yeah.
He's been on our show before, a long time ago.
Did you go to any parties there at Syracuse?
I was banned from going to my son's fraternity parties, both Thursday night and Friday night. So I basically just kind of hung out in the hotel. I took him out to a fancy dinner.
You thought you could go into a frat party?
Just to say hi. I didn't want to be the creepy. Maybe I did a little bit. But I wanted to see what was going on over there. And his roommate and some of the frat guys I met, they were the first ones to invite me. My son never brought up anything about the prospect of me even stopping by.
Well,
they're all inviting me to
they
the party.
They wanted you there to embarrass your son.
Absolutely. I was totally aware of that, and I would have been great at embarrassing him.
Yes, Paulie.
This is just like Todd's actual college experience. There's parties going on down the street, and he's in a room alone on a Friday night.
You lived at home with your mom.
Yeah, the only difference was at home I had like my Heather Thomas and Heather Locklear posters on the wall. Instead, this was just like the Sheraton, whatever painting they had on the wall.
Can you imagine his poor son, though, being like, they're like, hey, who got the beer? All right, yeah, I got this. Hey, I brought my dad.
Like, okay. I'm Jordan's father. How's it going?
Cool. Hi. Hello, hi, Mr. Fritz.
Hi, Jordan's dad. Hi, Jordan.
Not coming to the party. Don't bring it up.
That's what your son said?
Yeah, while I'm taking him and his room out to a fancy dinner up the road, he's like, yeah, we're having a party. You're not going, though.
You paid for college. You should be able to go to the frat party.
I paid a lot of money for college, and it was a four-hour drive each way, and I'm stuck in my room for two nights, and so that's not cool, really. I should have been allowed to kind of hang out and see what's going on over there.
It's a shame, though, that you're there and all this energy on campus, but then you go back to your hotel room and you're watching Dateline NBC.
I went to get, they had some kind of special cookies there. What is it called when you can't sleep? Insomnia. Insomnia cookies. You've heard of this place?
No.
It's called Insomnia cookies. They're on campuses around the country where they're open to like 1 a.m. if you're up late studying or whatever, and you feel like stuffing your face with like red velvet cookies.
Your insomnia.
It does not. It has nothing to do with insomnia. It's just a place that's called Insomnia Cookies. When you're up late, you have something to eat, like you drink a lot of caffeine to prepare for an overnighter and all-night studying or whatever. But, yeah, I was banned from the fraternity.
This day in sports history, Paul.
A good one for the Lakers. 87, Chick Hearn, the great broadcaster. 2,000 games in a row for the Lakers. 2002, it was announced that John Madden would replace Dennis Miller on Monday Night Football.
Okay.
That's it.
Let's see. Anything else here? The first televised basketball game on this date in 1940, Pittsburgh beat Fordham 50-37. I had the over.
Yep.
Yeah, it was 90. Well, let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd, I'll start with you. What did you learn today?
I learned that Kyler Murray's agent wants to know Kyler desperately wants to win the Super Bowl, which is a good sign.
It'd be news if he said, you know, he doesn't really care about winning the Super Bowl. He just wants $50 million a year. Seton O'Connor.
The DeMar DeRozan MVP buzz is popular in the studio.
Marvin, what did you learn today?
To lie about yawning.
Yes. Paulie, what did you learn today?
Jeff Passan, Sports Writer of the Year.
Yes, he is. What did I learn today, Todd? Well,
Jeff Passan also says the biggest issue keeping us from having baseball owners saying they've been paying players way too much money.
What we learned brought to you by the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Final results of the poll question today, Satan.
I've been there, my friend. I've been there.
Yeah, I forgot. Oh, so dang, this is crazy. Better career after his playing career? Alex Rodriguez, 70% of the vote. What are you guys, crazy? Are you people crazy?
Come on. All right, he lost J-Lo, but everything else has been pretty good for him.
Oh, get out of here.
And it might be addition by subtraction, just saying.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, all-around support. We'll do it again tomorrow. Who knows if Marvin will still be in the front row? Could be Tyler, Mario, Ray the intern. One more item as we close out the show. Callaway, the Rogue ST driver, got a chance to play a golf course in Florida called Medalist, one of the great courses in the United States. I don't want to say I brought it to its knees, but I did some damage there. I had my Callaway clubs, the Rogue ST driver. It's the new driver, and the Rogue ST is for every player. Most golfers will fit into the Max because of its incredible combination of distance and forgiveness, with emphasis on forgiveness for me. There's also the Max D, their dedicated draw model. So if you draw the ball, Max D is for you. Max LS, that'll give you stronger trajectory and more neutral ball flight. But for the true players out there, the Rogue ST Double Diamond LS is the compact, low-spin head the tour players love. Callaway has thought through everything, every aspect of speed, so all you have to do is go rogue. Find your Rogue ST driver at callawaygolf.com/go rogue.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.